you. So in another day and a half, we will mark the end of this seminar. And then after this, we will be going home to our comfortable bed, to our nice house, and also to a place that someone will wash your clothes, cook your meal, and wash your dishes, huh? But you know what? Some of you might be really looking forward to go home. But some of you might be very anxious to the fact that you are going home tomorrow. Why anxious? Because you might have realized at this moment that the 2 weeks that you spent in here, cultivation, prayer, and fellowship with brothers and sisters, this is the so-called safety zone. Oh. You are surrounded by your brothers and sisters, having someone design your schedule and pray whole day. The chance for you to sin is at the minimum in here. But brothers and sisters, please do realize the fact. The end of the seminar is only marks the beginning of the real battle. After here, you are going to face the real challenge. You have to make the real decisions, and then you have to deal with the real problem of your faith. So before we parted in this prayer session, I would like to share a passage from the Gospel of Luke. Huh? Let's turn to Luke chapter 22, verse 31. Luke chapter 22, verse 31. Gospel of Luke chapter 22, verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. Verse 32. But I have prayed for you, that your faith shall not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. 33. But he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you, both to present and to death. 34. Then he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny three times that you know me. Huh? This is an event that we are all very familiar with. About in here, if we look at the conversation between Jesus and Peter, before they parted from each other, this is a final instruction that the Lord left to Peter. And this is also the warning, the final warning that the Lord said to Peter, that we should also take hint and warn ourselves before we parted from NYTS. That in here, the first thing that the Lord said to Peter is, Simon, Simon, please do aware, Satan has asked for you. So brothers and sisters, please do remember this as well. So you know what, in here, we shall probably replace the word Simon, Simon with our own name. Give a try. Andy, Satan has asked for you. Did you know that? You should put, you know what? Replace your name, Simon, with your own name and change you to me. So, you know, say to yourself that, Candace, so talk to yourself. Candace, do you know that Satan has asked for me? Satan wants to get you when you're out of this door. So you know what, brother and sister? The first thing that the Lord wants us to remember is be aware. Because when you leave here, Satan is waiting you by the door. Satan wants you to go back to your old way. You know what? When you leave here, when you go home, when you finally determine you want your life to turn around, when you determine you want to live a different life, when you determine you want to change your character, when you determine that you want to pursue after the Lord, that's when Satan is there waiting for you. But of course, if after these 2 weeks, the only thing you want is go home and go back to your old way, don't worry, Satan is not there for you because he is there already. He is with you all these 2 weeks anyway. But you know what? At the moment when you ask for transformation,
When you determine to live for a life for the Lord, be careful. Satan wants to have you. So you know what? The weird thing is when you go home, maybe out of nowhere, you will start a fight with your father and your mother. Maybe just something that they say, they will provoke you and you just want to snap and yell. Be careful because Satan wants you. Satan wants to use something in your life to trigger this fire, to ask you to destroy everything you built up in these 2 weeks. You know what? Right after this, there's what post NYTS, right? Please be for your information. Post NYTS is not affiliated or associated with the NYTS committee at all. Okay, this is just for your information. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just telling you it has nothing to do with the committee, NYTS committee. But post NYTS is a time for you to probably relax a little. The idea is for you to get to know the brothers and sisters in the local or look around the area because, hey, you don't get to come here very often, especially for those brothers and sisters who travel afar. It's a great opportunity for you to, you know, look around the area and enjoy the beautiful sceneries. Enjoy your staying in California, in Los Angeles. But the thing is, be careful with the event and also be careful of the life that you, the time, how you spend your time after NYTS. Because you know what? The first few days after NYTS, as you want to relax and enjoy, that's the time that Satan is waiting and want to snatch you. So they take you away from everything that you have built in the past 2 weeks. Okay? You know what? So there was once on the Sabbath afternoon, I was hearing, I overheard some brother and sister, they were like, that was after the spiritual convocation. At the end of the spiritual convocation, I overheard some youth. They were like, oh, you know what? Finally, it's finished. And then what should we do tonight? And one of the brothers said, oh, you know what? Let's just go watch a movie. Relax a little, watch a movie. You know what? That movie will take everything away from the spiritual convocation, from your new determination, from the inspiration and the movement of the Holy Spirit. When you decide, oh, you know what? Relax a little. Let's go watch a movie. So, please do remember in here the Lord, before he parted with Peter, the first thing is, Peter, please be aware. Satan has asked for you. Okay? So Satan is waiting for you and I as well. So we shall still pay attention to that and we shall be careful with that. So in Nehemiah chapter 4, it says that when we are able to perceive the plot of the enemy, then enemy do not come anymore. When you are able to see through the plot of Satan, how he wants to use whatever. Maybe it's your parents, maybe it's your friends, maybe it's some activities. When you are able to see through what Satan was trying to do, then don't worry, enemy will not come anymore. Okay? In here, the second thing, let's turn back to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, verse 31. Now in here the Lord says, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. 32. But I have prayed for you that your faith shall not fail. Huh? So the second thing the Lord said to him is, yes, Satan want you, but I have prayed for you. Huh? So now you should probably look at the person next to you. Well, look person next to you and say to them, Joshua, Satan has asked for you. But don't you worry. We are brothers. We're in the same team. We're brothers in NYTS. I have prayed for you already. You know, look at the person next to you and you should say that to them. So what is this about? This is about companionship. That's what you need. That's what you should have in NYTS. In NYTS, you should be able by now, after 2 weeks, at least find one person that you know, this person will pray for you.
Close your eyes. Seriously, close your eyes. No peeking. Come on, you are not E2. When I say close your eyes, it means like both eyes, okay? All right, let me ask you a question from the bottom of your heart. Please answer me. If you feel in these 2 weeks, you know someone will pray for you, please raise your hand. Thank God, please put down your hand. And yes, you can open your eyes. Very good, huh? You know what? NYTS is not just about coming here, study, sitting through the lectures, enduring through the prayers, and put up with all the ends. That's not the purpose in NYTS. It's not just suffering endurance. One of the most important reasons you are here is you want to find a spiritual companion that will pray for you, that knows you, care for you, and will pray for you when you are in need. You don't even need to say another word. You pick up the phone and say, "Brother, please pray for me. I need it." He will not like bugging you and say, "Oh, what happened? Oh, something happened? Let me know. No. He doesn't need to know what happened. The only thing he or she needs to know is you are in danger and you need me to be there. And you know what? You bet I'm there for you. And you know what? Your brother, your sister will kneel down and pray for you. That's what we should have in here. Companionship. So if we have so many people so sure that someone will pray for us, it means that everyone in here, we want to and willing to pray for others. That's the spirit of NYTS. Okay? Also, in here, second thing, the Lord set an example for you and I. Simon, Satan wants to take you, attack you, and grab you away from this group. But don't worry, I pray for you. I'm standing by your side. I am there for you. So this is a determination that we also need to have. Even beyond NYTS, we shall still stick together. Maybe we are in different parts of the world, in different local church, even in different time zones, but it doesn't matter. When the call, when the trumpet is blown, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, you know that we kneel down and pray for one another because we are NYTS 2014. We are in this together. Oh. So remember in the book of Nehemiah, when Nehemiah said that when we blow the trumpet and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, and it says that we will all gather. But the next thing it says, when we gather, what happened? It says that when we all gather, the Lord will fight for us. Not you will fight for me. Not he will fight for me. No. When we gather, what is the point of gathering? Gathering is not, oh, you know what, I got more people, now I can fight. No. The moment when we gather, the moment when we are willing to risk ourselves for one another, when we stand and guard the back, watch the back for one another, the Bible says the Lord will fight for us. Not you, not me, but the Lord will fight for us. Okay? So this is the second thing the Lord said to Peter. Don't worry, I am there for you. So brother and sister, please do remember your teammate this time. Please do look at each other and see the person sitting right next to you. Please do remember those who share the bedroom with you. And you made a promise in your heart that I will be there for you. I promise. Let's turn back to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, verse 32. Luke chapter 22, verse 32. But I have prayed for you that your faith shall not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. So this is the third thing that the Lord entrusts Peter before his departure. Number three say, Peter, when you return, when you come back to me, when you become strong, please do the same to your brethren. Strengthen them. Don't look down on them. Do not make fun of them. Do not despise their lacking, but you need to strengthen them. This is the third thing that the Lord asked Peter to do. There were times that we were weak as Peter, even worse. But we are in here in NYTS. Perhaps after 2 weeks, now you feel different. After praying for 2 weeks, perhaps you feel different now. You feel this sparkle of fire inside of you. And then you realize what's more important in your life. Hopefully, after 2 weeks, you pray a lot. You study a lot. Now you know more about the biblical teaching. Maybe more even than your parents. But please do remember the reason and the purpose for all this learning, for all this prayer in here. All the time that we spend in here, all the learning that we do in here, is not for us to go back and trying to show off to other people in our local church. Don't go back and make fun of other people who know less than you. What? You don't even know this? Come on, this is NYDS first year stuff. IMP MVP. Ah. Don't do that. You know what? The more you study, then you should realize the less you know. The more you study, the less you know about the words of the Lord. So if the conclusion or if the ending, if the result of these 2 weeks of study is for you to go back and start looking everyone and very uncomfortably, come on, you can do better than this. Oh, I to your IE teacher, I thought you know more than that. To your pastor, we need to discuss about the meaning of Greek in this verse. You know what? If you are showing this kind of attitude, I can tell you, these 2 weeks, it didn't do you any good. So what is the meaning? What is the third thing the Lord want Peter to do? The Lord say to Peter, don't forget, you were once upon a time also very weak. Never forget that. If I did not pray for you, who knows what will happen to you? So, I think in the entire life of Peter, it's very difficult for him to be proud. How can he be proud? Whenever he was reminded, when he reminded himself, I denied Jesus 3 times. My goodness, why did I do that? How weak was I? Why did I do that? I think every time when he thought about the moment when he denied Jesus the 3rd time and when the rooster crowed and when Jesus turned back and looked at him, the eyes, the way that Jesus looked at him. Remember the Bible said when Peter saw Jesus turn back and look at him, he went out and he cried and cried and cried. So sometimes I wonder what kind of look is that? A look of pity? A look of mercy? I don't know. But this look remained with Peter for the rest of his life. He was always reminded, I was weak. So even he performed miracles, even he done great things, even he was able to one sermon, 3,000, 5,000 believe in Jesus, but he was at the bottom of his heart. I once was a terrible sinner. I denied Jesus. What is there to be proud of? Also, we should always remind ourselves, if not the sake of the Lord, we are not any better than anyone. We are not. But the Lord have mercy and pity on us. So we have this opportunity to spend 2 weeks in NYTS. Because the Lord have greater mission for us, so we are able to return to Him through our prayers in here.
But the purpose is after this returning is for us to go back and strengthen our family. It's to go back and strengthen our peers. It's go back and strengthen our brothers in the church. So when we go home, do not look at your parents and say, oh, you know what? You guys' faith is so bad. Why don't you pray 2 hours a day at home? We do that in NYT. If you do that, it defeats the whole purpose. Growing in faith is not for you to humiliate others. Events in spirituality is not for you to compare and belittle your brothers, but with a compassion to strengthen them. There was a sister, after NYT years, she went home. And she realized for all these years, her family do not pray at home. Her family, no cultivation at home. But instead of jumping and rebuke her parents, she said to her parents, "Say, you know what? Maybe we can start a prayer. It would be nice, right, mom and dad? You know, just from this little gesture, she turned the faith of the whole family around. Oh. And then they start have family service, family prayer, family gathering, family prayer, and then family service. Okay? But the attitude, your attitude is very important because you are there to strengthen them. Okay? Also, when we go home after this, the first challenge you will have is that you are going to see a lot of things that you don't like, seriously speaking. Because through prayers, maybe the Lord help us to open our eyes to see what is right and what is wrong. And many people out there might not have the opportunity. So yes, when you go home, when you go to church, you might see things that you feel uncomfortable with. You feel it's not spiritual enough for you. And that's the moment that your faith is putting through the true test. You want to help them. You want to help them. But your help must come with gentle and meekness. Just like how Jesus did to Peter, look him with mercy and say, Peter, praying for you. You know what? This is what really touch a person's heart. Not like, oh, Peter, you are so dead because you're going to deny me. I am going to, you're going to go through all this fire. No. You know what? If Jesus looked at Peter with very stern, mean eyes, maybe Peter got scared, but he will probably not cry. Oh, so terrified. But when Jesus looked at him, you know, that look really touched the bottom of his heart. He felt the true, genuine care, mercy, and compassion. That's what moves a person and compels a person to go out and cry so hard and determine to live a different life, entire life, for you, for my Lord. So mercy and compassion is the key to help and to strengthen your family and to strengthen the brothers in the church. So please do remember the Lord left 3 things to Peter. First, Peter, be aware Satan is waiting for you. Second, Peter, don't worry. I have prayed for you already and I will always pray for you. And number 3, now you are strong. It's time for you to do something, Peter, for your brothers. That's what we also need to do. Let's all come to the front.